Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Department of Homeland Security is moving forward with plans for an ICE detention facility in Social Circle. Some Georgia taxpayers are going to see some state surplus money returned to them, and state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at improving the state's literacy rate.
We must do better, and I commit to you, we will do better, because the future of our state depends on it.
Today is Friday, February 6th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The Georgia House has approved the mid-year budget. The state legislature gives the budget a mid-fiscal year checkup every year and adjusts it accordingly. In this new budget, a one-time $250 payment meant for all Georgia tax filers will instead go to property tax relief. House Appropriations Chairman Matt Hatchett.
This grant will reduce next year's tax bills for homeowners, and we will continue to work to eliminate property taxes on your home.
Other adjustments in the budget include more money for education, infrastructure improvements, and more state employees. The budget bill now moves to the Senate. The Georgia Senate overwhelmingly voted yesterday for legislation that would more strongly police out-of-state campaign money coming into Georgia. The bill would allow the Georgia Ethics Commission to seek subpoenas in those other states suspected of breaking Georgia campaign finance laws. This comes after advertisements from a Delaware-based group attacked Republican candidate for governor, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, without disclosing its backers or registering in Georgia. Residents of the small city of Social Circle, about 45 miles east of Atlanta, learned this week that the Department of Homeland Security is buying a warehouse in the city to be used as an ICE detention facility. Local leaders have been trying for weeks to talk to DHS about the rumors about a warehouse less than a mile from an elementary school. The confirmation of the deal came through a third party, Republican U.S. House member Mike Collins. Social Circle City Manager Eric Taylor says without any more details or direct contact with DHS, he is little better off today than he was when the rumors first circulated.
It's still the same. We're still trying to navigate through all of this in the dark. We're telling people that we still don't want it. And we're going to do what we can to try to keep this from happening.
In a Facebook post, Congressman Mike Collins, who represents the area, said the warehouse could hold up to 10,000 people. That would effectively triple the population of Social Circle. Georgia's third grade literacy rate is trailing those of neighboring states like Alabama and Mississippi. State lawmakers introduced new legislation yesterday that aims to address that. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Speaker of the House John Burns says only a third of third grade students in Georgia can read at grade level. He's hoping that a new proposal to put reading coaches in all public elementary schools will help boost literacy rates.
We must do better, and I commit to you, we will do better, because the future of our state depends on it.
Other provisions in the bill include encouraging parents to enroll their children in school by age 5 and providing free curriculum resources to teachers. The proposal has bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Atlanta's e-bike rebate program will return this year. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports City Council recently approved funding for the program.
Propel ATL and the Atlanta Regional Commission will receive $1 million from the city to continue the e-bike rebate program. The initial launch in 2024 issued 734 rebates for mostly low-income applicants to redeem in Atlanta bike shops. Jeremiah Jones works with Propel ATL. He says this program saves people money on car expenses.
We saw a reduction of about 40% less driving in a given week. 74% of all people who received rebates rode their bikes at least two times a week.
Rebates in 2024 were between $500 and $2,000. This year's rebates will be adjusted for rising e-bike costs. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Officials say an estimated 10,000 gallons of jet fuel spilled from Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport into the Flint River last week. The EPA says the 10,000-gallon figure is an estimate based on observations at the scene and that it's still awaiting confirmation from the contractor. Investigators say the spill appears to have been caused by an equipment failure in the airport's fuel system, with storm drains providing a pathway to the Flint River. The Georgia Environmental Protection Division says the investigation is ongoing. Airport officials have not responded to GPB's requests for comment. And Newell Brands reported a loss of $315 million in its fourth quarter. The Atlanta-based company that owns popular consumer brands such as Coleman, Sharpie, Rubbermaid, and Sunbeam says it had a loss of 75 cents per share. The company says overall it ended 2025 stronger than it began and plans to convert previous investments into sustained financial improvement. In sports, Matthew Stafford edged Drake May for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award last night. Stafford received 24 of 50 first-place votes, while May got 23. Stafford grew up partly in Dunwoody and played for the Georgia Bulldogs, receiving first-team All-American honors in 2008. Stafford, who turns 38 tomorrow, says he's not retiring because he wants another opportunity to try to win his second Super Bowl ring with the Rams. And the new bill in the Georgia House would make lemon pepper wings the official state chicken wing flavor of Georgia. Representative Eric Bell says he introduced the bill because it's a familiar Georgia tradition and he wanted to highlight something that he says is culturally significant. Lemon pepper wings are a staple in Atlanta restaurants and a frequent subject of memes on social media. Other lawmakers said the bill could be a branding opportunity for the state, which is home to the World Cup this summer and the Super Bowl in 2028. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This weekend, it's the Savannah Book Festival. Author events all over town this weekend, including my conversation with author Leigh Bardugo about her latest novel, The Familiar. That's taking place on Sunday. You can learn about that and about all the events of the Savannah Book Festival at savannahbookfestival.org. Hope to see you there. If you've got feedback about this podcast, we would love to hear from you. Email georgiatoday@gpb.org. And don't forget to subscribe because we will be back on Monday. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. You have a great weekend.